This is Via Remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 605,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. That figure is more than 140,000 in the United States. There are more than 14.4 million confirmed infections worldwide, with more than 3.7 million in the U.S. The U.S. state of Florida reported over 12,000 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday. The fifth day in a row, the state has announced over 10,000 new infections, even as U.S. President Trump pledged that it's going to be under control. The state of Texas reported 7,300 new cases Sunday after five straight days of new infections exceeding 10,000. Officials say Las Vegas area hospitals are adding beds and staff to accommodate an increasing number of COVID-19 patients. The Clark County Fire Chief says that hospital occupancy is not high enough to activate a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers plan to use the Las Vegas Convention Center for 900 patients. But the Las Vegas Review-Journal reports the hospitals in Clark County added 441 staff beds as of Thursday, and the Nevada Hospital Association says another 49 have been added in other parts of the state. U.S. President Donald Trump is refusing to publicly commit to accepting results of the upcoming White House election and saying that he's recalling a similar threat he made weeks before the 2016 vote. The president tells Fox News Sunday that it's too early to make such an ironclad guarantee, and he scoffs at polls showing that he's lagging behind Democrat Joe Biden. The Biden campaign says the American people will decide the election, and the government is perfectly capable of escorting trespassers out of the White House. This is VOA News. The AP reports that global wealth managers are examining whether their clients in Hong Kong have ties to the city's pro-democracy movement. In an attempt to avoid getting caught in the crosshairs of China's new national security law, according to six people with knowledge of the matter, major bankers are broadening scrutiny under their programs that screen clients for political and government ties and subjecting them to additional diligence requirements. The designation called politically exposed persons can make it more difficult or altogether prevent people from accessing bank services, depending on what the bank finds about the person's source of wealth or financial transactions. A Glacier Tour bus rolled over in Canada's southern province of Alberta, killing three people and injuring several. According to a CBS report, the sightseeing bus overturned en route to the glacier near the Columbia Icefield in Alberta's Jasper National Park. CBS News said the incident involved off-road buses that ferry visitors onto the glacier owned by Pursuit, a company that operates tours of the ice fields, which are part of the glacier. Saudi Arabia's 84-year-old ruler, King Salman bin Abdulaziz, has been admitted to the hospital in the capital Riyadh for medical checks. That's according to the state news agency SBA, saying that the king, who has ruled the world's largest oil exporter and the close U.S. ally since 2015, was admitted for inflammation of the gallbladder. King Salman spent more than 2.5 years as a Saudi crown prince and deputy premier from June 2012 before becoming king. He had also served as the governor of Riyadh region for more than 50 years. The 34-year-old crown prince Mohammed bin Salman, widely known by his initials MBS, is the de facto ruler and has introduced a raft of reforms to transform the kingdom's economy and its addiction to oil, as he puts it. Police in the nation's capital say one man was killed and eight others were wounded in a brazen Sunday afternoon shooting on a busy street in northwest Washington, D.C. Investigators believe the shooting just before 5 p.m. in the Columbia Heights neighborhood was a targeted act of violence. The police chief says that three men often opened fire on a group standing on the street in what he described as a targeted attack. Two of the victims remained in serious condition on Sunday evening. Police say the others had non-life-threatening injuries. You can find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.